Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Lake Tomahawk man has died in an Iron County crash, and two others in the vehicle were injured. Wisconsin State Patrol reports one person died, two people injured Tuesday morning. The crash happened on U.S. 51 northbound at Highway 182 near Hurley. A spokesperson reports a 39-year-old man's vehicle left the roadway and struck the east ditch. The driver was declared dead at the scene. A 44-year-old female and 16-year-old male passenger were transported to Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff by ambulance. The State Patrol continues to investigate. With ever-changing technology, con artists are continually using new tactics to scam people out of their hard-earned cash or steal identities. Mary Sherman has more.
With ever-changing technology, con artists keep finding new tactics to scam people out of their hard-earned cash or steal their identity. Wisconsinites can learn from one of the best about how they can fight back. Frank Abagnale is a reformed con artist who is depicted by Leonardo DiCaprio in the 2002 movie Catch Me If You Can. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin says Abagnale will be sharing his unique knowledge on how to spot and avoid scams at an upcoming event.
Between the ages of 16 and 21, Frank Abagnale was cashing millions in fraudulent checks. He's been working with the FBI as an advisor for over 40 years. He's written a number of books, and a lot of different organizations use his information for trading.
Abagnale will give a free presentation on Thursday, September 12th at the Overture Center in Madison. Seats are limited, so registration is required. AARP's online Fraud Watch Network also is a resource to help people learn about the latest frauds and scams going around. Anclam says a popular one right now involves imposters who call and impersonate the Social Security Administration or the IRS.
They'll say, you owe us money, and if you don't pay, we're going to send the police to your home. They use a lot of fear and intimidation to get people to either give up personal information or to send them money directly.
Anclam says anyone can become a fraud victim, as young people are scammed just as often as older people.
But we find that the older population has a lot more money to lose, and so they're often targeted more often by scammers. So it's really important for them to recognize the signs and know what to do if they do find themselves in that situation.
Along with identity theft and financial fraud, Anclam adds that cyber crimes are rapidly growing in Wisconsin and across the country. Wisconsinites can better protect their digital identity by putting a security freeze in place with all three credit bureaus, setting up online access to all financial accounts and regularly monitoring them, and using unique passwords for each account. This is Mary Sherman, Wisconsin News Connection.
Economists often report that statistically an unemployment rate under 4% means near full employment. The latest numbers reported by the state show 54 of Wisconsin's 72 counties with rates below 4%. The current rate is 3.4% statewide. State labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau reports on Northwood's numbers.
So for the month of July, the unemployment rates are as follows. Forest, 5.0. Landglade, 4.2. Lincoln, 3.8. Oneida, 3.7, and Vilas, 3.3.
Price County jumped to 5.3 with the third highest rate in the state. Iron County is second at 6.1. Menominee County has the highest rate in the state at 10%. And the state's lowest rate was in Dane County, 2.6%. And Labor Day marks the end of summer and the departure of many tourists from Wisconsin's North Woods. For the sixth straight year, local residents line the road at the intersection of Highways 70 and 51 in Woodruff. The annual wave party has become a tradition at Preuss's Pub. Businesses say they will miss the customers, and local residents want them to feel welcome to return. But they're also looking forward to roads and stores, which are quieter along with shorter lines. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 70, gusty winds, and a chance of precipitation. For tonight, cloudy, low near 45, and some winds up to 26 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny, high near 64, and for Thursday, chance of showers again with a high near 66. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.